حمزة بن عبد المطلب, the uncle of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was renowned throughout the Arabian Peninsula as one of the most courageous and valiant warriors of the Quraysh tribe. And he was even a hunter of lions. So one could imagine the fear the Quraysh polytheists experienced when they found out he had joined the folds of Islam. When we want to find an example of courage and valor from the early days of Islam, we needn't look any further than the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself. He announced his acceptance of Islam in quite a forward manner. The story goes as follows. Hamza had left Mecca to go to the desert and hunt lions. It wasn't just a title they gave him. He actually used to go to the desert, find lions and hunt them. During this time that he was in the desert, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was praying in front of the Kaaba in Masjid al-Haram. While he was praying, Abu Jahl, one of the staunchest enemies of Islam and the head of the polytheists of Quraysh, came by and he noticed that Rasulullah was praying. And in order to disrespect Rasulullah, he threw the entrails of a sheep upon his blessed head. Before Hamza would return home from hunting, his tradition was to first go to the Kaaba, pay his respects, perform tawaf, and then return home. However, this time, as he was on his way to Masjid al-Haram, a maid who had witnessed this entire scene informed him of what had happened, and Hamza became enraged. How do you think Sayyidina Hamza reacted in this situation? He rushed to the precincts of Masjid al-Haram and he found Abu Jahl sitting with a couple of his friends. He pounced upon Abu Jahl and struck him with his bow, shattering his forehead. Yeah, in all of the narrations I've read, it says that he broke his forehead. He stood and announced, "Do you dare to insult my nephew while I am a believer of his religion?" This was how he made his belief in Islam public knowledge to the masses of Mecca. However, it is also mentioned in some narrations that he had accepted Islam from before, yet he had not made it public knowledge to the people. Just as much as Sayyid Hamza was known for his ferocity, he was also known for his generosity. In fact, he gave all of his wealth in the path of Islam when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was besieged in the valley of Abu Talib for 3 years under boycott, and they were deprived of food and water. In the 6-person council following the death of the second Khalif, Amir al-Mu'mineen said to those present, "Was Hamza, the master of martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, not my uncle?" He was blessed with many exclusive virtues, such as being the standard bearer of Islam in the Battle of Badr and the commander of the first Islamic military expedition. During the Battle of Badr, Sayyid Hamza slew and sent many of the staunch enemies of Allah and Islam to hell, including the close relatives of Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan and the mother of Muawiyah. During this battle, over 70 of the Quraysh fighters were sent to hell. For this reason, they decided to avenge their heroes. However, this didn't suffice for Hind. She promised a slave named Wahshi, who was renowned throughout the Arabian Peninsula for his expertise in throwing spears, his freedom, if he killed Sayyid Hamza. During the Battle of Uhud, when all of the Muslims had fled from the battlefield when they were outflanked by the enemy, only a handful remained, defending Rasulullah from the attacks of the enemy. Amidst the chaos of the battlefield, Wahshi seized the opportunity. He spotted Sayyid Hamza fighting valorously and threw his spear, piercing him in his flank, and he achieved the lofty status of martyrdom. However, the calamities that befell Sayyid Hamza do not end there. After the end of the battle, Hind found the body of Sayyid Hamza and she mutilated it, severing the ears and nose of this blessed personality to make a necklace. Not only that, but she also tore out his liver, taking a bite of it, this earning her the name Hind the Liver Eater. After the Battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi ordered the women of Medina to mourn Hamza even before they mourned their own martyrs. This shows the lofty status of Sayyid Hamza and what a great position he holds in the eyes of Islam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, "On the leg of the Arsh, which is the divine throne of Allah, it is written, Hamza is the lion of Allah, the lion of his messenger, and the master of martyrs." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 23, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Among the believers, there are men who came true to the covenant they had with Allah. So some of them have fulfilled their vows, and some of them are waiting, and they did not change in the least. Furthermore, another virtue that belongs to Sayyid Hamza was the soil of his grave was the first to be taken in tabarruk and blessing. Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam would regularly visit the grave of her beloved martyred uncle. She would mourn over this great loss to Islam and to herself, and she would make tasbih from the soil of his grave. So now we know more about Sayyid Hamza, how he lived, and how he attained the lofty status of martyrdom. And remember, to leave this world as a martyr, we must first live as a martyr, wherever you are.